Now, Dean Ashton, I'm going to talk about me. Actually, I'm not. I'm going to talk about a good mate of mine. I helped the former Luton and England midfielder Ricky Hill write his book. Came out last year. It's been nominated for Autobiography of the Year. I'm extremely proud of that fact. Proud of the book. Proud of Ricky, actually, more than anything else. He's educated me hugely about the game, about the plight of black coaches and the clear unwillingness of English football to embrace change to help black ex-players become managers. It's all in the book. We've been in touch since. What happened was he heard me questioning the Rooney Rule on Drive well over 10 years ago, and he actually wrote me a letter. You know, old school, writing a letter.
Yeah.
Actually wrote a letter with pen and in hand and all that. It just doesn't happen anymore. He wrote me a really long letter explaining, and we've been in touch ever since. I replied to him. We stayed in contact. And I think he's a man who deserves this legacy, and I'm glad he's got it. The list of autobiographies is phenomenal on the list, on the that have been nominated. It's truly amazing just to be in among those names, a real career high, I've got to say. So to those judging on the panel of the Sports Book Awards, thank you so much. I know Ricky wants to pass on his thanks too. He was, for those who didn't see him, he was a brilliant player, two-footed, high energy, attacking midfielder, looked after the ball really well, could create and score, always got stuck in. So I thought, I've done this before, I'll read a different passage from the book today. Ricky was the fourth black player to play for England after Viv Anderson, Laurie Cunningham, and Ricky's childhood friend, Cyril Regis. They were the first three. Ricky was the fourth. Bobby Robson gave him his debut. Now, he only won three caps for England, but most of those who saw him are agreed he probably should have had a whole lot more. Now, he was in the initial squad for the 1986 World Cup in Mexico, but he didn't make the cut in the end, didn't go to that World Cup. And the passage is from that moment in the book when he was left out of the World Cup squad. So here we go. He says, England's World Cup winning coach, Sir Alf Ramsey, had written a piece for a newspaper shortly before that 86 squad was picked. He described me as talented and then added that I was someone he wouldn't want to go to war with. I was shocked. I thought we were going to Mexico to win a World Cup with skill and artistry, hard work and determination. His comments would have had an impact, given that they came just a few years after the Falklands War. Sir Alf wrote that with very little knowledge of me at all. It was a clumsy, lazy stereotype from a manager who probably had never worked with a black player. His generation automatically assumed that label for black players was true. The frustration for me was that Sir Alf was so revered and the football world hung on his every word. At exactly the same time the public was digesting Sir Alf's opinion of me, one of my old teammates at Luton, John Faulkner, who I replaced as a substitute on my debut back in 76, said this when asked about me in an interview for my testimonial programme. He said, "It is when you play with him or try to mark him in training that you realise what a good teammate he is. Ricky works hard on and off the ball and on and off the pitch. He has always been a hard-working player." With respect to Sir Alf, he was wrong about me. I'll never know whether his words had any influence, but that was my England career over. I will always be so grateful to have represented my country, but deep down I believe that my ability should have seen me receive more opportunities to try to establish myself in an England shirt. I've got to say, when I first heard that story, Dean, and when I wrote the story in the book, deeply, deeply shocked. And just reading it again, it hits you again just how shocking it is.
It is, yeah. I mean, yeah, to think that he, you know, he felt like he was being prejudiced against because, you know, by Sir Alf Ramsey, I think is, yeah, it's shocking to hear, isn't it? And also the words that he used, I think, is shocking, considering he didn't know him as a person, to say something to sort of question his character, I think is so wrong. And you can tell that stayed with him because he felt like he should have had more opportunity with England.
Yeah, I absolutely. And I think it's kind of, everybody's really reluctant to say anything negative towards Sir Alf. He won us the World Cup, for heaven's sake, but it was of its time. This was a common thing. You've got to remember, things have changed, attitudes have changed so much, but who knows whether that actually did count against Ricky Hill, but it certainly wouldn't have counted for him. And from somebody who didn't even know him as well. It seems so unfair. Love of the game, Ricky Hill, the man who brought the Rooney Rule to the UK. Ian Wright wrote the foreword as well. I just want to say thank you for the nomination. Much appreciated. An absolute honour.
Congratulations, Aid. And I am going to jump on the bandwagon now that it has been nominated. I will promise you I'll read it.
Oh, that's very kind. Well, you haven't read it already? Didn't I give you a copy in Rome? Outrageous.
No, you didn't, exactly. Exactly. Signed copy from you and Ricky.